Daily Scramble Live. It's Laguna's only FM. You're listening to KX93.5. And we are all about supporting local musicians here. So I'm very pleased to have Jamella live in studio. How are you, Jamella?
I am blessed. How are you, Zach?
Oh, man. I'm even more blessed because I've been looking forward to this interview all week. I heard you back at the Laguna Voice singing competition at Mozambique. I got the opportunity to judge for a couple weeks and for the semifinals and the finals round, and you were there and you blew me away.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were just incredible. And that's where I first heard you. And now you've graduated from our local voice competition to the national, or I guess global. You were on NBC's The Voice.
Yes.
You're on Team Kelly.
I am on Team Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. And so that's gotta be just a pretty big jump for you. So I want to talk about that. I just listened to your blind audition performance of Dive and Ed Sheeran cover.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely breathtaking. That's what got Kelly and Blake to turn around for you.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you chose Kelly. Was Blake a little butthurt?
Blake was definitely a little upset for sure. I think, while they were begging for me, Blake kind of just gave up, you know, because I'm such a huge fan of Kelly and how far she's come. And, you know, I've watched her journey as well. And I just felt like she would have been a perfect match for me just because she was doing the same thing that I was trying to do right now at the moment. So
what's it like to have this caliber of artists fight over you?
It's very humbling. It's
really, because it would make my ego just skyrocket.
No, it's not something I would have, you know, expected or ever thought to say. You know, like now I can kind of wake up and be like, oh my goodness, like they actually saw something in me that, you know, other people have turned down. You know, there's been doors slammed in my face. You know, there's been no's all the time, and so it's astonishing. It's absolutely amazing and such a good feeling.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. So it's definitely a validating experience for all of your hard work. You know, we've known here locally and all your fans down here have known how amazing you are. But now you got Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton fighting over you. And you're on Team Kelly. And I want to go ahead and just play for our listeners that performance. And then we'll continue chatting. But for anybody who missed The Voice blind audition, this is Jamella. She's a local girl, 21 years old. And she has been singing around town for quite a while now. We're going to chat with her further about her journey on The Voice and beyond that and before that, really. But first, let's just play that so we can get some context. This is Jamella's blind audition covering Ed Sheeran's Dive on The Voice. We'll be right back.
Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly. Here in your aeroplane, I could live, I could die. To give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before so don't call me baby.
KX93.5, that was Jamela singing on NBC's The Voice. That was her blind audition performing Ed Sheeran's Dive, and wow. She's also in studio, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Yeah, that was insane.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm kind of speechless right now. Your voice is incredible. I got a text from a listener saying, this gal is going to be a star. Voice is off the hook.
Tell them I said, whoever you are, thank you so much. That absolutely means the world to me.
Yeah, so I heard you back again at Mozambique's voice competition, Laguna Voice. And so I was judging at the semifinals round and the finals round. And in the finals round, you performed an original song, and it was absolutely amazing. I got to just tell you, just on a personal note, that it was in my head for a couple weeks after that. It's been a couple months now. So do you remember? Yeah. Well, obviously you remember. What was it? What was that song?
Love and Hate was
yes.
that song.
Okay, so you're going to be releasing that as a single, hopefully, in the next
couple months, maybe month or two. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that song was stuck in my head. So
thank you.
I really dug it.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Yeah. It's very catchy. It's my favorite song that I've written and worked with Thaddeus Dixon. So it's...
Oh, now I remember it. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Love me, hate me.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It is very catchy. I'm not gonna spoil it. Let's just wait till it comes out. But in the meantime, people need to be following you. You're on this voice journey on the NBC's The Voice, and everyone can follow you across the board on socials at Jamela Sings.
That's correct. Yeah.
J-A-M.
I do have two Twitter accounts. I have JMP Sings and Jamela Sings. So.
Okay, great. And let's just give our listeners who don't know you a little bit of background on you. So you were born in Chicago, but you came out here and you've been here. You grew up in Orange County.
Yeah.
And your mother also is a singer. And just how did you get into music, you know, and when did you know that this was what you wanted to do and pursue?
Well, my parents, they met on a play. They met in a play called Beauty Shop back in Chicago. So my mom was a singer dancer. My dad was a singer. So they were kind of already doing it before I even came out. Following, my mom decided to become a separate recording artist. You know, she worked on a lot of her own music, and I got to go to studio sessions with her. That's practically where I was all the time. And I fell in love with it and wanted to do it myself. My mom would catch me singing Disney songs and recording myself in the room at like 5 and 6 years old. We just found those tapes recently, Mom.
I gotta see those.
Yeah, they're hilarious. But, you know, I just grew into it. You know, my parents had a love and appreciation for it, and I loved music just as much as they did. and just fell in love with it from there. And then from there, I took vocal lessons.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you classically trained?
I was classically trained. I was classically trained with Seth Riggs when I was younger.
Oh.
I kind of fell out of it and didn't do any more vocal lessons after that and just took what I knew and then developed on top of that on my own.
But it definitely, it's helpful. You can tell that you have good technique and support and you have that control, especially up in that high register, head voice. The level of control up there is pretty amazing, but it almost reminds you of like an opera singer would have that control. So that's why I was asking if you have some classical background. But definitely you have, you know, it's cool that you didn't follow it too, you know, you didn't go down that route too far because you have this definite pop sensibility and your own, you know, style, rhythm, blues, and definitely all that influence as well.
I appreciate that.
But it all helps, of course. And now you're taking some notes from Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Have you had any, like, actual lessons with her yet?
Yes, I have. You guys didn't get to see it, obviously, just because my performances were montaged. But, you know, Kelly had a lot to say about, my last round is when I worked with her. So we get to work with her again for the knockouts. But she had said that she wanted the song to be more simple. You know, I tend to intricate things, like make things more intricate and put my falsetto and, you know, add a little bit here and there. But sometimes simplicity is key. And so that's what Kelly's been telling me lately, which is not something I'm typically used to. So it's a little different. But I'm just letting her take the lead on this one.
Yeah.
She clearly knows what she's talking about.
It's good advice. Less is more. Just let your soul shine through.
Exactly.
So updating our listeners who aren't following The Voice, you did the blind audition.
I did.
You joined Team Kelly. Then you had a battle round, correct?
Yes. I did the blind audition and joined Team Kelly, and now I did the battle round, and then upcoming we have the knockout too.
So after the battle round, that brought it down from 48 to narrowed it down to 32 contestants. That's where you're at currently.
Correct. That's where I'm at right now.
And then the knockout round, what is that going to do? Is that going to, how many people go home after that?
I'm not quite sure, but I just know that
it's not going to be you. That's what you know.
exactly. Right, guys. I just know that a certain amount of people get knocked off from there too. So we'll see how that goes. Pray for me, please.
Yeah, that's an intimidating name, knockout round.
Yeah, it is. It goes from battles to knockout rounds, and then from there, I believe it's the playoffs and then the finale. So it's coming by quick. It's going by so quick, but it's such a great experience, and I couldn't have asked for a better situation, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely, you know, think that you're in the right place for, you know, you definitely deserve it, and we can't wait to see where it takes you and what you do after this. I'm really excited to get my hands on the Love and Hate single. So as soon as you release that, send it my way for airplay. And everyone, again, can follow Jamela at Jamela Sings, you know, pretty much across the board. Follow her NBC Voice journey. She's on Team Kelly. And coming up next is the knockout round, where she will be the knockout. She will be knocking people out with her incredible voice. I really do love your style. And you definitely have something unique going. So keep it up.
I appreciate that, Zach.
Thank you for coming on this morning.
Of course. Yeah. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
So give your mom my love, because
she's saying hi to you right now.
Another personal story, like anecdote. I play music too, and I was playing music like years ago at this little bar in Orange County, and your mom was like, "You got to meet my daughter. She has the best voice." You were young then.
I was,
you know, it was a few years ago. And then I saw you guys at the Laguna Voice from Mozambique, and it all came around full circle. So hopefully you and I will actually share the stage together one day.
We definitely will. You know, if you met my mom back then and you're still meeting me now, and then you met me later on down the line without her, we're definitely going to have to work together.
So I'm going to be joining her for her duet on The Voice when the duet rounds come. They're actually letting me join. I'm kidding. All right. Jamela at Jamela Sings. Follow her, support her, and let's get her to the finals. Thank you so much, Jamela.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.